This is Chris Brown, host of Chris Brown's True Stewardship. Before we start the show today, I want to let you know how serious I am about helping you get out of debt this year. In fact, I'm so serious about it that I've worked out a deal just for our listeners. You can get the Financial Peace University DVD Home Study for only $99. Did you hear that? $99. You may never see this price again. The deal is only available at stewardship.com by entering the promo code Chris Brown. No spaces. That's Chris Brown with no spaces. That's what you need to do to get the Financial Peace University DVD Home Study for only $99 at stewardship.com.
Ramsey Solutions presents Chris Brown's True Stewardship.
What if American households today got serious about stewardship? Not some old historic church word and not some fundraising campaign, but true biblical stewardship, managing God's blessings God's way for God's glory.
Welcome to Chris Brown's True Stewardship. Here's your host, Chris Brown.
Well, hello. This is Chris Brown, your host of Chris Brown's True Stewardship. So glad you are tuning in today. And I must say, before we start today's show, to all you fellas out there, a quick reminder that Valentine's Day is only 11 days away. Now is the time. Make those reservations for that amazing dinner or that plan, that surprise of a lifetime. Reminder for me too, of course. I'm writing this down for me as well. Don't wait any longer. And in addition to your Valentine's Day gift, what about starting the conversation about going through Financial Peace University? Our DVD home study allows you to get a plan for your money in the comfort of your own home. And right now, we're giving it to our podcast listeners for only $99 when you use the code Chris Brown with no spaces at stewardship.com for more information. Stewardship.com. Before we start the show, read something on Forbes.com. Thought I would share it with you. The most common money mistakes that are out there. And I wanted to read a few of these for you and to see where you stand with some of these most common mistakes. And one of them is being swayed by the headlines, being swayed by ratings. Have you been guilty of that recently? What about not having the right type of insurance or enough insurance? You hear us talking about insurance a lot on this show. Make sure you check out our ELPs at stewardship.com. Another one is having no disability insurance. We don't talk about that as much on the show. It doesn't come up as much. But folks, you need to have good long-term disability insurance. So make sure you check out our insurance ELPs at stewardship.com. ELP stands for Endorsed Local Providers. Here's another one. Not knowing how much you need to save for retirement. You've got to know that number. Like Chris Hogan says, that retirement is not an age, it's a financial number. We got to know what that number is. Forbes also tells us that another mistake is not contributing to retirement at all. And so let's not wait on that. You got to make sure that you've got your emergency fund in place. You got to make sure you're completely out of consumer debt, then contributing to retirement as soon as possible. Another one, not taking advantage of matching, the 401k matching at your work if that's there. So make sure you get out of debt as soon as possible, get that emergency fund saved, and then start taking advantage of that matching. There's three other ones that I want to share with you a little bit later on in the show, so make sure you stay tuned. The phone number is 866-357-3283. It's a free call, 866-357-3283. And of course, you can email in as well. Chris Brown on air at stewardship.com. And feel free to call in with your questions, your comments. Maybe it's a testimony of what God's doing in your life. And we welcome the calls. Our first call comes in from Phoenix, Arizona. This is Will. Will, how are you?
I'm doing fine, sir. How are you? Thank you for taking my call.
Yeah, I'm honored. How can I help?
I'm with a company, and they have a 401k, and they give me 3%. So regardless of what I put in, they give me 3%. So what I've been doing, I've been there for 2.5 years, and we get a raise on our anniversary every year. So I was just wondering, should I stop at 15%?
Yeah, just to clarify, Will, so they're contributing 3%, but you are not currently?
I am. Right okay. Now, I am at 6%, which gives me a total of 9.
Got it. So do you have any money saved in just a liquid money market account?
And no, sir, I do not.
Okay. And do you have any consumer debt?
Just my mortgage, but I do not have any car payments, and I do not have any credit card bills.
Good, good, good. Okay, so here's what I would do. Your question is, should you continue to contribute? Is that what you're saying?
Yes, but I want to know, like, how much should I continue to put in, like, every year or so?
Okay. Well, Will, I'd recommend that you get a fully funded emergency fund first, 3 to 6 months of your household expenses, your monthly expenses. What's your current income?
Right around $5,000 a month.
Okay, so try to aim for at least $15,000 in an emergency fund account, a money market account, so that in case emergencies pop up, you are not going to have to go into consumer debt, because you're in a good spot, not in consumer debt, and we want to stay there. Once you get that in place, you want to make sure that you're contributing 15% of your household income towards long-term diversified funds. So this 3% match would put you at 18. So you're going to do 15 of your own money, and then they're going to give you an extra 3%. You're going to treat that as gravy, but 15% of your income needs to be going towards long-term investments.
Okay.
Yeah. So we get that question a lot, whether you should do 12 and then the company does 3, put you at 15 total. No, it's you do 15 regardless of what the company does, and the 3% is just bonus. So this all comes from Ecclesiastes 11:2. It says, invest in 7 ventures, yes, in 8. You do not know what disaster may come upon the land. The whole idea is to diversify. And so that's why we say long-term mutual funds, so that you're investing in really 80 to 200 different companies at one time instead of investing in just one stock or one real estate property. We want to make sure that we're diversified. Now, Will, do you have Financial Peace University? Have you ever heard of it?
You know, I've heard of it, but I'm not quite sure what it is. But I have heard of it.
Okay, well, I want to give it to you. And so right now we're talking a lot about our DVD home study, and I want to just give that to you. And so I'm going to hang up in just a minute. Amanda's going to pick up. We're going to get your address, and I'm going to send it to you, okay?
Oh, my gosh. Thank you very much. I really do appreciate that.
You're welcome. Thanks for the call. All right, folks, got an email here from Courtney. She says, hey, Chris, we're looking to take some of our top students at our church through Financial Peace University, and we're curious if Ramsey Solutions has a curriculum for them that includes scriptural references. Thank you very much. Courtney, yeah, we do. It's called Generation Change. And folks, we don't talk about that as much on the show as we probably need to, but that is a great resource for everybody. Generation Change, it's a all new suite of Bible studies designed to lead teens to a better understanding of God, of themselves, and their money, and how it all works, and how it all works together. There are 3 different teaching series where students are equipped with biblical principles to be who God created them to be, to do more with their money, and to go out into the world ready to write their story. These videos, Courtney, are with Dave Ramsey. He teaches some of them, and his daughter teaches some of them. Rachel Cruz, which is also one of our Ramsey personalities. We've had her on the show before. And there are also very engaging hands-on activities as well that will bring, obviously, biblical and financial truths to the generation, making them a generation of change. Courtney, thank you for your heart and to pour into the next generation. And, of course, that is available to everybody there at stewardship.com. Great question coming in from Courtney. Well, I talked to you a little bit about the DVD home study there in the beginning and also with Will. And if you've been relating to a call or an email you've heard on this show today, I want to let you know that there is hope. You can take control of your money. You've heard me talk about Financial Peace University as a class, but did you know there's also a DVD home study available? It includes all the same life-changing lessons that have helped over 4 million people. It's actually 5 million people now. I have to correct myself every time I say that. We just hit 5 million people. Get out of debt and learn to spend and save wisely. The Financial Peace University DVD Home Study allows you to learn at your own pace and at your own home. And I've worked out a limited-time deal just for you. If you go to stewardship.com and use the promo code Chris Brown with no spaces, you can get the Financial Peace University DVD Home Study for only $99. So now's the time. Take that first step to change your future and make a plan for your money with a Financial Peace University DVD Home Study.
Thank you for listening to Chris Brown's True Stewardship.
If you have a question you want to ask Chris, email him at chrisbrownonair@stewardship.com. That's chrisbrownonair@stewardship.com. Or call him at 866-357-3283. That's 866-357-3283. And now let's continue with Chris Brown's True Stewardship. Here's Chris.
Well, folks, you are listening to Chris Brown's True Stewardship, and I am your host, Chris Brown. This is a call-in show where we take your questions, we take your comments, take your testimonies, and we talk about finance. We don't only talk about finance and money. We also talk about relationships. What does the Bible say about how we steward our relationships, how we steward our career, how we steward our leadership? What is stewardship? Maybe that's a new word for you. That means managing God's blessings, God's way, for God's glory. Our next call comes in from Fort Collins, Colorado. This is Jen. Jen, how are you?
Hey, Chris, doing fine. How are you?
Oh, I'm better every day. How can I help you?
Awesome. Well, I just have a quick question. So paying off car debt versus savings accounts. So my husband and I put a little bit away each month into three separate savings accounts. We have a vacation fund, registration for our vehicles, and a Christmas fund. And the only other debt we have is my car and a camper. And we take very modest vacations every year. That's why we have a camper. You know, we go on little tiny vacations rather than one big one.
Mm-hmm.
And so my question is, you know, you always talk about being allergic to debt and paying off your cars and getting totally out of debt. But our budget situation is if we did that, we wouldn't have the money for Christmas registration and vacation. That makes sense. So I either pay off the car or I have the money so that we don't go into consumer debt with the credit cards and things like that.
Yeah. Did you say you go on vacation in a vehicle that you owe money on?
Yeah. We have a camper.
Okay. So let me, as a third party, speak into this real quick. Just a third party. If your child was in front of you right now and asking the same things that you're asking, what would you say? Okay, do I pay off debt or do I save money for these three things that are non-essential?
Well, I wouldn't say that Christmas is non-essential.
Well, Christmas costing a lot of money is non-essential.
No, and we're really modest people. I mean,
yeah. Well,
for real.
Yeah, here's what I would just say. I would just keep it simple and of course, Matthew 18:3 says, unless you change and become like little children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. Of course, that has to do with salvation. But the idea is, let's keep it simple. Let's only spend what we can afford. So, for instance, you're asking me what I would do. And here's what I would do. I would sell the camper. I would go on vacations that are very frugal, that cost even less money. For me and my, we can go on vacation to the mountains and stay somewhere for $100 a night and go there, you know, a mid-morning on one day and return back the next. So the whole entire thing cost us, you know, $130 $30 in taxes and some meal money. And it's a little mini getaway. My guess is that's much cheaper than paying payments on a camper. So there, you know, there's ways where you can cut those things. How much debt are we talking about?
Not a ton.
Uh-huh.
You know, my car it's like 3 years old, so there's about 10,000 left on it, and then the camper has like 15.
Okay. So the good news for you, Jen, is, and this is something I'd want you to consider, is both of your debts are pretty easily dumped. Like, you very easily could be in no debt at the end of the week. I mean, you could dump these things, and I don't know if you're upside down or not. Of course, it might take a little longer if you're upside down. But these are both pretty dumpable debts. So vacation and the vehicle registration and Christmas could look dramatically different if you didn't have these big hunks of depreciating metal in your driveway. If those things were removed, you'd sleep better at night. You now would be able to take care of your savings. Because what's happening is you are paying payments on something that's sitting in your driveway. And those things in your driveway are your security. They're your earthly, now of course, not eternal security, but your earthly security is tied up in two depreciating assets. And the bottom line is you can't afford those two things yet. So that's what I would do. I would get rid of those two things and I would start fresh and I would think of some new vacation ideas. And then once you do that, you're going to be able to save for all three of those things very easily. Because now you're not going to have, what's the payment on those two things?
Well, we pay higher on the car than we need to, so I pay $500 a month on that.
Okay.
I think the actual payment's probably $350. And then the camper, we pay $300, and again, that's over
what
we need to.
Well, I mean, I think that's great that you're paying extra on your payments, but I just don't think you need them at all. So think about that. Let's just say roughly $800 a month that you have to go towards those three things. That's a pretty darn good Christmas. That's a good vacation. That's a good vehicle, you know, good vehicle registration. So I would just dump the two and start over. I really don't agree with your approach. I agree with, I love the philosophy behind it. I want to live, you know, content. I want to live kind of minimalist. There's nothing wrong with that at all. I just think your approach to do that is not the best approach.
So you'd say we should have just saved all the cash ahead of time.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you want to live life looking through the windshield, not the rearview mirror. So you want to be spending money. You want to be thinking through decisions, financial decisions for the future, not things that you've already purchased in the past. You want every single dollar to have an opportunity, not an obligation. And so it's just looking towards the looking forward instead of back. So, and I don't say all that in a condemning way. I'm just trying to challenge you to think maybe a little bit differently. And I have no doubts, you know, that you're going to win, you know, regardless. But if you really want some short-term relief, I think you can be out of this in 30 days. And you can be all that, this wrestle's gone. And now you're thinking towards more fun things like vacation, Christmas, and vehicle registrations instead of debt payments.
Right. Okay.
Okay.
Thanks, Chris. I appreciate it.
All right. Thank you, Jen. Again, the number is 866-357-3283. And this next call comes in from Waco, Texas. This is Cody. Cody, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Chris. How you doing today?
I'm better every day. How can I serve you?
Awesome. Well, my question is, my wife and I are down to our last two debts. So we haven't started on saving up for my daughter's ESA or anything like that yet. Still plowing through the baby steps and trying to get there. But around Christmas time, I had my sister come to me, and she wanted to open up a savings account for my daughter. And I thought, man, that's cool. You know, she's going to go ahead and start putting some money in there. But here's the thing is that she also wanted to be on the account with us, and I just got a check in my spirit about it and didn't really feel good about it. What's your advice on that and how to handle that?
How much is the gift?
It's only $100. So, I mean, right now it's a $100 discussion that we're having.
Okay.
It's getting a huge amount, and she was wanting to put more in over time and things like that. And this is, if it was just like a crazy cousin or whatever, it wouldn't be a problem. But this sister here, her family had a big part in me coming into a relationship with Jesus. And I just love them, don't want to hurt them, but also don't want finances to ever come in the way between us.
All right, so let me get this right. She put money into an account for your daughter, and your name's on it, the daughter's name's on it, and her name's on it, all three.
Yeah, the three owners are me and my wife and her.
Okay.
And the account is not opened up yet. She works at one of our local credit unions here in town. And anyway, she went ahead and started the paperwork and was just going to bring it to us and have us look over it and everything. And that's whenever I just didn't know how to feel about it, really.
Yeah. Have you asked her why?
No, I really haven't. But I think just a lot of past issues probably rise up with where the money is being spent. And that was one thing I talked with her about and just said, you know, my wife and I, we sit down at least once a week, discuss where the finances are going.
Mm-hmm.
I said, neither one of us make big decisions without our, you know, well, I don't think I told her that, but neither one of us, you know, we don't make big decisions as far as pulling money out. And she's seen people come in and have to clean out their kids' savings account for taxes. And I explained to her, I said, listen, we have an emergency fund set back. If we need the money, it's there for us. I said, you know, we're not going to raid this or anything. And it just kind of explained to her where we're at with finances and stuff.
For me, Cody, I think for the dollar amount, you got to pick your battles.
Yeah.
This isn't one I would want to pick. However, there's something deeper than $100 here. But when you go to address this, I would make sure that you got the best timing in the world. You feel like they're very, you know, your sister's very open to receive a question with the right motives, with the right heart. You feel like you can actually deliver the question and start the conversation with the right heart without being a little bit irritated by this. And I think, you know, the verse that comes to my mind is Exodus 14:14. The Lord will fight for you. You need only to be still.
Yeah.
And I feel like this is one of those things where you keep doing what's right. You keep making good financial decisions. You keep be an inspiring with your life. And I think the Lord fights this fight for you, and it's not worth any kind of tension for $100. Now, if you feel like there's
really
something,
not.
If you feel like there's something very significant behind this, and there is an elephant in the room that's pretty significant, I think maybe you get a little bit more urgent. But I think, based on what you've told me, patience is good on this one. And you let her think whatever she's going to think. And for $100, she can have her opinion. But you guys are rocking. You've got goals set. You guys are going after your goals, and you're a happy family. And I wouldn't worry about it.
Okay, cool. Thank you very much, Chris.
You're welcome, Cody. Thanks for the call. We got an email here from Zach in Indiana. He says, "Hey, Chris, thanks for all you do. My wife and I are on baby step number 2 and are ready to get gazelle intense. We have 3 vehicles, 2 paid off, and a family of 4 with 2 young kids. I was thinking of selling my wife's SUV, which is paid off, and pay off her student loan, leaving just my truck for debt. I would drive my beater car, and she'd drive my truck. All will haul the family comfortably and safely. The other option is selling my car, which doesn't move the needle much. Any advice would be greatly appreciated, and thanks and God bless." My advice on this one would be, sounds great. Whatever moves the needle the fastest. And it sounds like you've got this, you got some pretty good rationale here. I like it. With that money, just attack the smallest debt first. So I don't know if that student loan is the smallest debt, but you're going to want to take care of the smallest debt first. And so if you've got a $45 home improvement store credit card that's open, you want to make sure you tackle that first before you get to the student loans. Go smallest to biggest. But I like your overall plan, Zach. And kudos on you being willing to do the sacrifice to drive a beater for a while. Great, great job. Well, folks, as you are listening in each day, pay attention to the clarity that you hear from our callers, the clarity that you hear from even the emails that come in, like Zach's. When they've gone through Financial Peace University, they can process their decision-making in a much more clear way. And earlier in the show, we heard from Will, and he's awesome, but he didn't have that clarity on the baby steps. And that the why behind the baby steps, he lacked the structure. Of course, we gave him FPU, the Financial Peace University DVD home study, but he lacked the structure behind making a sound financial decision. So be sure you get this clarity as soon as possible. It's a game changer. You can find all the details on the Financial Peace University DVD home study at stewardship.com and click on Chris Recommends to order it for only $129. Now, earlier in the broadcast today, we talked about the Forbes.com article talking about the top or the most common financial mistakes that are out there. And here are 3 that were at the top of the list. Okay, here's one. You might have heard this on the show, but not having an emergency fund. Boom. 78% of Americans are going to have a major financial setback in any 10-year period. Are you ready? Many folks ask Dave Ramsey, they tell Dave Ramsey, well, that's not very positive. He's like, no, of course I'm positive. I'm positive it's going to rain. I'm positive something bad's going to happen in your life, and you need to be ready for it. So Forbes.com says not having an emergency fund is one of the most common financial mistakes. Another one, paying unnecessary bank fees. That's right, paying unnecessary bank fees. I've got a family member that every time I turn around, he is barking at the banks for fees. Listen, it was in the print when you opened the account. It's your fault the reason why these fees happened. There's no reason why we should be paying these unnecessary bank fees. Okay, so folks, manage your own account so they don't have to keep nailing you with these fees. In my last 15 years of banking, let's say 18 years now, I'm getting older. Oh, shoot, it's 20 years now. 20 years of banking that just happened on radio. Great. But I've been docked with fees maybe 3 or 4 times. There's no reason why this should ever happen in our lives. It's our fault. And number one on Forbes.com, biggest reason for money mistakes, the biggest money mistake is not having a budget. That's right. Not having a budget. So if you don't have one, this does not mean charting your expenses after the fact. No, this is not having a budget. So there are your Forbes most common money mistakes. And if you're looking to get your finances in order, take time today to order the Financial Peace University DVD Home Study for only $99 from stewardship.com when you use the promo code Chris Brown with no spaces. Do it. It's a big game changer. Folks, remember that day or night, you can email in or call in at chrisbrownonair@stewardship.com. Again, the phone number is 866-357-3283. And thank you so much for joining us today. We pray that the show was an encouragement to you. And until next time, let's be living out 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 2. Those who have been entrusted to be managers must prove faithful. God bless y'all.